I don't always feel comfortable with it. But he's doing something new. And we have got to get out of our fears. Because there is a day that we're in right now. This is the day that we're in right now. Where God, Holy Spirit, is leading his body. And even though we don't realize who everybody is, and sometimes we have preconceived ideas about our brothers and sisters in Christ, if we don't yield to what God wants to do, we will be hard ground. We will be lifeless. And it doesn't matter how much of the glory of God falls. The seed that's in us will never grow. It will never mature. We may look good on the outside. We may smell good. We may even be able to go through motions that look like we're worshipers. But our hearts will be far from him. I cut my hair this morning shaving. That's kind of hard to do, but I did it. And I bled like a stuck pig. I'm not kidding. It would not stop. And I was holding a tissue on it for a little bit, and I said, I'll just sit it there. And I came back and thought it'd be dry, and it was just like full of blood. And I'm like, oh man, I can't get this to stop. And I needed to eat something. And so I said, oh, I'll get a piece of toast, and I'll put some peanut butter on it. And so I made, you know, this toast, and I started to have to hold this Kleenex on my ear. Now, this sounds like a weird picture. But then I needed to, something as simple, put peanut butter on toast. And I could not do it with one hand. I mean, something simple, like peanut butter on toast. And I couldn't do it myself with one hand. I tried to do it at the end of my elbow and hold the peanut butter. It was impossible. And God said, my body needs to be fully active. Even though you may think, you know, you can do a lot of stuff with one hand, you can't do much. Maybe able to accomplish some things, and I know there's people out there who have limited capabilities because of, you know, disabilities. But God's body is not supposed to be disabled. God's body is supposed to be active. And this message is for you today. It's for his body. Yes. He wants all of us to rise up and be who we're called to be. Listen to this. For as the body is one, it has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Notice the Holy Spirit emphasizing drinking today. Notice the Holy Spirit emphasizing water today. Notice the Holy Spirit emphasizing his body today. Now some of you may be saying, well, this isn't like a normal church service. What is normal? What is normal anymore? We don't have normal weather conditions. We don't have a normal economy anymore. We don't have normal anything, really. So why can't church finally catch up with the unnormalness of our world right now? Huh? And I think if we do that, we're going to find that God's more than capable of being God. In our families, in our services, in our personal lives.
Okay, Pastor, I'm going to turn you loose in just a moment. I'm good. I'm going to turn it over to you because I think the Holy Spirit starts turning a fire in you.
I believe, brothers and sisters, inside in each and every one of you is a seed of greatness planted by God. Amen. For this hour.
Amen.
You may look in the mirror and say, Pastor, you don't know who you're talking about. Yes, I do. The image of God is what, amen, I'm talking about. We have his divine nature in us. We have his divine life in us. We just have to release it. And that means stepping out in an uncomfortable way. Thank you, sister, for your obedience. Thank you, every individual in this house that has been obedient, coming up uncomfortable and speaking into the microphone. It is not about some service where we can all go through some motions in an hour and a half and then all go home and say, well, I did my duty. It's not about a duty. It's about a call. It's about somebody ringing our bell. I don't know about you, but I get in quiet times, and I mean, I can't even hardly contain myself because the Spirit is drawing so much in this day. This is not an hour to be asleep. Amen. And if God is the one who put us to sleep, He's the one waking us up.
Amen.
He's the one knocking on our door. He's the one ringing our bell. He's the one who wants you to be all that God's called you to be. Not what someone else says you are, but who He's called you to be. Do not believe the lie of others. Do not believe the lie of the enemy. This word says who we are. And when I read this word, His church looks pretty glorious. Amen. His power looks pretty amazing. And I am tired of believing lies. I'm tired of believing in an image that is false. Because Jesus Christ is my Lord, and He's my Savior, and He's inside of me through the Holy Spirit. He wants us to live. That's what He said. I didn't come to you to steal something from you. I didn't come to you so that you had to live a halfway life, yet you had to give up things so that you could finally be a Christian. That's not what it's about. He did never come to you just to see what you would give up for Him. He just came to you because He loves you. We give up because we want Him. We give things up in our lives. That's the way it should be, because we want more of Him. You don't give up things to get Jesus. If it was about what you did, it was about what I did to make us right with God, we'd never be there. We'd never achieve it. We'd never receive anything from God, because it's only by faith in what He's done. It's only in faith in that He says He loves us, and we believe that crazy statement, "You love me?" This beaten, broken down life. And He says, "Yes, son, I love you. And I don't only love you, I'm going to empower you to live." Nobody wants to dance with the devil. What an expression. Nobody wants to do that here. Even if you're caught up in sin, you don't want to dance with the devil. But he makes you think you want to. He tricks you into thinking you want to do that. But in your heart of hearts, you want to serve God. In your heart of hearts, you want to see what God can take this miserable life and make it. Is anybody with me? Take this beaten down vessel, this broken vessel, and turn it into something that'll bring Him glory, that'll make His name great.
And who do we do this for? Do we do it for ourselves?
No, we don't.
Do we do it for our spouses? Do we do it for the children? Our children, I'd recommend even families get together and look at God's Word, even if it's for 15 minutes a day. Get that Word into them. We do it for our neighbors. Just remember that the Bible talks about being a candle. It says, don't hide it. Lift it up to where all can see it. And so we do these things not for ourselves. Remember what Jesus Christ did for you. He couldn't have done more for you, and He chose you, all of you, for a specific reason. Maybe that reason is still hid. But what better way to bring it to life than to start studying the Word of God?
Amen.
As a husband and wife, as a family, Set the time. Don't let technology take it away from you. You be in charge of your time. And say yes to Jesus Christ. Say yes to His Word. Say yes to your neighbors. To be the light of the world, which is what we're supposed to be. Jesus was the light. That's what we do it for. We don't do it for selfish reasons. We do it for other people. Because when we are the light, when we represent the Word, and we're different than the world, we need to stop dancing with the devil and be dancing with Jesus Christ. Put a smile on your face, because we're supposed to be the happiest people in the world, aren't we, Pastor? Then people ask you, what do you have going for you? And what an open door to tell them. Get the frowns off our faces. Think about Jesus Christ. Bless Him as you pray for other people. Sometimes we pray for people and He opens the door to them.
That's right.
This is the reason why we get in God's Word. It's not a selfish item. But then Jesus Christ lifts us up a little bit more, and a little bit higher. And pretty soon this church is going to be floating. Way above dancing with the devil.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. His Word is really, really great. And if we get it engrafted into our heart, He will lift us up. He will bless the families. He will bless the neighborhoods. And He will bless this community.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Well, I think we need to respond to this. I know I want to respond. Because I want to say once again to my Lord, I believe You. I do not believe the lie of the enemies. I believe Your Word. I believe what You say about who I am. What You say about what I'm called to. I don't care what my week has looked like. I don't care the lies that have been spoken to me and some that I give in to. I know today You reminded me that You're in control. Today You reminded my heart that I want to continue to serve You. Is anybody else with me? Anybody else? Would you stand? Can we do that one line of that last song we did one more time in Yahweh? Because He is faithful. And He is here to stay. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. You want to agree with me? You can come up and stand. Let's just worship God in this moment. Forget about everything else. Focus on Him.
You stay.
Really think I need to give an opportunity for hands to be laid on you. If you're feeling or sensing in your heart that you need like that hard pan really broken up today, that you really realize that you want the reins of God to be able to penetrate the soil of your heart and produce what He wants to produce in you. Yes, sister. Amen. Amen. Women, gather around that woman and just pray for her. Thank you, God. Anyone else? Just want your heart to be penetrated by the living God, by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Touch our sister right now, Lord. Touch her, Jesus.
Worshipping you. worshiping you with all I am, worshiping you, bowing down in spirit and truth with lifted hands, worshiping you. A generation now proclaims.
Does anyone else have a prayer need? Maybe it's something that you had needing your body healed by the Lord. Maybe there's a touch from heaven that you need. Maybe you have a financial need. Maybe you have a need in a relationship. Maybe you have a need just to know God more. Well, I want to give you an opportunity to come up. So I believe God is in the touching lives business today. He's always in the touching lives business. But today, he's really emphasizing anybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we pray right now. Praise the Lord. How are your fingers? A little sore, huh? Praise the Lord. Well, children, you didn't get to go downstairs. Are you okay today? You did great. I know. Lexus is like going, next week, though. You have next week. Well, praise the Lord. God is good. You can say all the time. All the time he's good. I just want to encourage you that you play an important part in the kingdom of God. Not just at home, not just, you know, with a person that doesn't know the Lord, but you play an important part in the kingdom of God in this body. In this body. And I want you to be open and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and receive what God wants to do through you. Not through just Pastor Mike, not through just leadership, not just through others who have spoken before. I want you to be obedient when God puts it on your heart. You are in a house that is a family. And we can trust each other. We can trust God enough that if we start to make a mistake, God will correct us. But if we don't step out beyond our comfort zones, we're to continue to be stinking thinking people. Because that's the default mode. But if we will step out in God and we will let him move through us, Now, that may mean you're going to share up the mic. That may mean you're going to, as the Holy Spirit inspires, you're going to walk across the aisle and pray for somebody during a service. You say, well, what if we're not praying for people? Don't worry about it. You know, as long as it's not, you know, like, you know, total distraction. But when you get an opportunity, be obedient to that. Maybe it's you just go up and give somebody a hug. But you are an important part of the body of Christ. There's no member that's not necessary. And that doesn't mean that you're an important part just to sit there and watch things go on. You're an important part to participate in what God is doing. Amen? God bless you. And there's a meeting over here right after church, which is now. God bless you. I love you. And keep in mind, God wants to use you for His glory. Amen? Praise the Lord.